For 5 years, Charlottesville's police department kept a count of how many times officers stopped and searched suspects but made no arrest. The most recent data for 2017 showed 123 stops, 73% involving African Americans. The collective numbers prompted criticism from civil rights attorney Jeff Fogel.
These statistics were so gross and they were so consistent. Every single year for 5 years, approximately 75% of the people being stopped were black. And every single year for 5 years, it was white people who were more likely to be found with illegal substances or otherwise doing illegal work. That's enough to lay it on the table as a prima facie case of race discrimination.
Fogel asked the city to do something about that and to provide statistics for 2018. But Police Chief Brackney held a news conference outside headquarters to say she could not provide those numbers because the city, county, and Emergency Communications Center, or ECC, had switched to new software.
They used to be able to pull data out in a certain format. That does not exist. As a matter of fact, we are in conversations with the software providers as to why they're not meeting our request and the RFPs. So those things are being addressed by the ECC board, including which I am now currently a member of.
Brackney said she had a temporary part-time employee going through the records manually, reviewing the context of each stop.
It's not just who did we stop and what was their race. Were the encounters that we had 911 initiated, or were they officer initiated? Was there legal justification for performing that search? Are they only being performed by certain officers or on certain shifts? Are we encountering the same individuals, or are they different?
To do this right, she added, the city should also be checking dashboard and body cam video. Fogel, who stood on the sidewalk with reporters, was not convinced.
So I will not debate you about numbers that which neither of us has the ability to accurately and reflectively. I will not yell. We will have a conversation if you have a question. The question exists as I hear you.
Brackney said she'd be happy to give Fogel the statistics he wants, but he'd have to pay for that service. The attorney didn't see why he should shell out for information he said should be of interest to the police department and city leaders.
People here don't like the numbers. It doesn't look like this is a community that's a world-class city for all of our citizens, as they like to BS about. But it's the truth. And if we're not going to work on the basis of the truth with respect to race relations, we will never solve any issues about race relations. And I think what we're going to get in the end here is a whitewashed version of what we got in the past, which were accurate statistics.
The police department recently posted data for the fall of 2018, showing that in a city of nearly 50,000 people, where only 20% are African American, more than 40% of those being stopped were black. Officers initiated those stops more than a third of the time, with the rest sparked by public complaints or calls to 911. Chief Brackney has asked the Center for Equity in Policing, a think tank based at NYU, to study the stats and offer advice. The center said it would likely begin work this month. In Charlottesville, I'm Sandy Houseman.